God damn it, why won't this door open? There we go. Where is the kitchen? No, I'm fine. Hi, Rumi. I'm fine. Whoa, since when did our apartment start moving? Damn. Yeah, I went out with the boys and, you know, we got some drinks and I got a lot of drinks, but it's okay. I'm gonna grab a soda real quick. Where's the kitchen? There. Hey, how was your day, by the way? Oh. Wait, did your friends drop by? Come on, you have to. I'm sorry. You have to clean up after yourself and your friends if they come and visit, you know? You can't leave, like, empty cheese. Wait, not cheese. Empty chips bags on the counter and stuff. You have to clean that up, Rumi. And you know it. But it's okay. I will let it slide because I'm drunk and it might be me hallucinating. But I don't want to see that no more. Okay. Where is the soda? Hold on. Hey, do you want a soda as well? Okay. What are you doing, by the way? Oh. Can I join you on the couch? Okay, I'll be right there. Just grabbing the drinks. There we go. So, what movie are you? Whoa. Nothing. Whoa. Damn. Are you wearing booty shorts? Fuck. I've never seen you wear booty shorts before. Wait, is that one of my hoodies? Damn. What? No, I'm not drooling. I'm not drooling. Stop. I'm just surprised by your sudden change of clothing style. I mean, you're always wearing, like, you know, just, you know, pants and not showing your legs and not being in my hoodie. I'm sorry. I'm not blushing. It's just the alcohol. I'm just gonna join you, okay? Forget about it. It's gone. Never mind. Well, it's gonna be hard, you know, to focus on the movie if you're, you know, wearing that. Not because you look super cute in them, just because. Yeah, you look so adorable in that. I'm just a bit surprised, I guess. I've just never seen you in booty shorts before. And I mean, that you're wearing my hoodie doesn't help as well. Oh, no, I'm not. not mad at you for wearing my hoodie. I'm just, it's kind of like, I don't know. It surprised me, that's all. Fuck, but you look so damn cute in them. I have to say. What? Do I want to do what? I'm not sure. Well, of course, come here. If you want to cuddle, I don't, you know, have anything against cuddling with you, because you look so damn fine in the booty shorts and my sweat. I don't know, just come here. Wait, I didn't mean on my lap. What are you doing? Oh, God. I didn't mean you could sit on my lap. I'm fine. Thank you. Let's just watch the movie, okay? Can I, you know, hold you with my hands? Or what do I do exactly? I don't know what to do. Okay, I'll just wrap them around you, I guess. This is nice. I'm not flustered because you're sitting on my lap. What do you mean? I have to tell you something. So you remember my friend Keith, right? Yeah, Keith. Keith, he has a roommate as well. And Keith, he never really thought about his roommate in a romantic way. Or I don't know if Keith is even or was even attracted to his roommate, but like now he is kind of attracted to his roommate, and I don't think Keith really knows how to deal with that. So do you have any advice for Keith on how to tell their roommate that they're secretly into them and they wouldn't mind them sitting on his lap a bit more often, and he wouldn't mind if things got a bit heated, and just how would Keith have to deal with that, in your opinion? He should confess to his roommate. Well, what if Keith is too shy and he doesn't find the courage to confess to his roommate, and he confesses them in third person because he's too shy? Just like I'm doing right now. Kinda. In a way. Not that I'm confessing, of course, that you're super hot and cute and I wanna smash. Fuck. I'm really sorry if you know, you feel something that you shouldn't feel while sitting on my lap. If I wasn't, you know, attracted to you. often. And, you know what? You're really, really hot and cute, and I always thought about you as a friend and a roommate, but damn, now that I see you in booty shorts and wearing my hoodie, wait, didn't I tell you that I found it extremely adorable if a person who I took interest in wore my hoodie? So does that mean that you took the hint and you were wearing my hoodie to flirt or seduce me? Kinda? Okay. Just checking. Why are you staring at me? What do you mean, make a move? What does make a move mean in the context that you're, like, telling me to make a move? I don't. Like this? Was that a good move on my part? Well, you didn't pull away, so I guess it was. What are you doing with my hands? Oh, you want me to lay them on your hips? Oh, okay. Oh God. You know what? I would really not mind if we were to take this to either your or my bedroom, I think. So, if you want to continue this conversation about making confessions and first moves on your roommate, I wouldn't mind taking this to the bedroom and continue this on the bed. What? If I want to do something with you, I have to do what? What do you mean by convince you? I thought you were trying to, like, seduce me into going to the bedroom with you. Wait, are you trying to, like, tease me and stuff right now? Because it's working, and I mean, I have a B word, you know, just B word, and somebody's gonna have to take care of it. I mean, I what do you mean convince you? You're wearing my hoodie and booty shorts. I mean, please, just let me smash. That's all I have to say. God, what are you doing? Why are you turning around on my lap? Wait, Well, so I have a nice view. Well, you could say that again. I do have a really nice view at the moment. I mean, damn. Can I? Oh, please, let me smash. I mean, I would do anything to get a taste of that. I really, really wanna take it off. The booty shorts. You could say that I am drooling a bit at the moment. But you're so fucking hot and cute. I mean, how could I not? Oh god, please, let me smash. I wanna... Please, just... I just wanna take you, not gonna lie. I wanna claim you. I wanna go wild on you. I want you in my arms, and I want you to... You know why? I mean, if it were going to convince you, if I would just... You know what? I think I found the perfect way to convince you. Here. Let me just lift my shirt casually and bite on my shirt a bit so you can see what's underneath all of this hoodies I'm wearing. I mean, do you like what you see? Well, let's make a trade. I can give you all of this, and you can give me all that you have to offer. Yeah? Did I convince you? You know what? Damn that booty shorts. I'm gonna make you my little bitch. And I'm gonna do it right here. Oh man. You didn't have to be so seductive. You're just too damn cute for your own good. Going right to my dick, are you? It's okay, you can touch it. Oh god, Romy. Is this about to happen? For reals? Can I please make it wet with my tongue? You know, your booty, so I can, you know, put myself into it easily. Yeah? Alright, turn around. I'm just gonna pull it off. Oh fuck. Oh, that's the most perfect ass I've ever seen. God damn you. Have you been hiding that for me all this time that we've been living together? Goddamn. I might be drunk, but I can tell that's a fine booty. Oh, I wanna smash it. You don't mind if I give it some kisses, do you? Oh, I'm gonna claim all of this. Oh, I'm gonna get this. God, I feel like such a fucking carnivore right now. I can't wait anymore. I just need to fucking... Oh God, let me smash. Are you ready? I'm gonna go wild on you, I promise. Oh, fuck. God, it feels so fucking nice inside as well. Are you ready? Okay. Fuck, I'm not gonna last long. Oh, fuck. Oh, God damn you and your cute ass fucking booty. I'm so glad you're gonna let me fucking take it. Fuck, this isn't working. This isn't going fast enough. Turn around, turn around, turn around, turn around. I wanna see you bounce on me. Oh, fuck. I don't care. Oh, fuck. Wait, shouldn't we be wearing a condom? I mean, I don't care if we're not wearing a condom, but, you know, if you wanna wear a fucking... Oh, fuck. I'm gonna go all alpha on you. Fucking hell. I'm gonna claim you. I'm gonna defile you. Can I go a bit rougher on you? Do you mind if I bite your neck? I mean, I'm really getting into this. I wanna bite your neck. I'm close. I'm so fucking close. I'm gonna squirt it in. Oh fuck, you're gonna drip all over the couch. But I don't care. I really don't care. Oh fuck, I'm coming. Oh fuck, Romy. You're so freaking hot. Your booty. I'm still going. I'm still going. What the fuck? I can hear it slush inside of you. God, how much am I filling you with? Oh God, that was everything. Did you come as well? Oh, just me. Okay. Well, I mean, as long as you enjoyed it. You know what? If you're okay with it, I'm gonna pull out real quick, and I'm gonna put a butt plug in that booty. You know, because, well, maybe I wanna keep all that I squirted inside of you inside for a while, and maybe in an hour or so we can go again, and I can use my own cum as lube, sorta. I mean, I'm kind of into that, and I don't think you mind if I fill you up with like a double load. So, God, you're so freaking incredible. And that fucking booty, though, I can't say it enough. It's what convinced me. Fuck. Wait, does this mean you have a crush on me as well? Should we start dating or be friends with benefits or, just one night stand? I mean, I'm fine with everything as long as I get to fill you up. You know, Your eyes are very pretty. And as much as I like your booty, your eyes are what makes you really attractive. It's not just the booty. Am I starting to catch feelings for you? Well, so be it. Now, let's see about that butt plug.